Today on the podcast, we're talking about one of our favorite AI features from Google, and that is Notebook LM. They just released a new feature, which is called video summaries. So for the longest time, they had their audio summaries, which were really good. It would basically turn your research into a nice, essentially AI-generated podcast. Now they're rolling out some really cool video features. So today we're going to talk about what that means and how you can use it to make money. So before we jump into that, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah. So the first thing I want to say is I'm like super excited about what Google's done here with not just the video that they're doing, but also the audio stuff they've done in the past. And so this week, Jamie and I on our school community recorded an entire like 20-minute long tutorial where basically I break down how this week I have been diving really deep into everything with AI and music. I created a ton of new songs using Suno and break down all of the hacks and tricks on the whole music AI side hustle that I've done in the past. I make thousands of dollars a month from music I've posted in college. Anyways, if you want that and over 60 other interesting ways that Jamie and I are using AI to grow and scale our businesses and to make money on the side, go check out our AI Hustle School community. There's a link in the description, over 300 members. It's $20 a month and an amazing place to learn about basically how to make money from AI. So anyways, let's get back into what's going on with Google's Notebook LM. I guess the thing that I'm really excited about here is the concept is pretty great with Notebook LM, where you upload a file, a PDF, a document, something like that, and it goes and turns it into a podcast or some sort of easily digestible piece of content, two people talking about it, and it just seems way more easy to digest the content. So now they're moving to a whole new step, which I actually have access to over on my Notebook LM account. I was just logging in. And basically on the top right-hand corner, instead of just seeing audio overview, you're now going to see video overview. So they're actually creating an entire explainer video for your content. Jamie and I were super excited. I guess, Jamie, what's the most exciting thing about this? Or what do you think, like, for side hustles or ways to make money? Like, what should people be looking out for here?
Yeah, I mean, so my mind immediately goes to just YouTube, you know, and the potential there for making informational videos, you know, sharing just really anything. I mean, or course creation, if you already are like a content creator and you, you know, want to make a course or something, this is going to make it that much easier. I have a little video demo here I'm going to play while I'm talking, but basically it works very similar to how Notebook LM already did, where, you know, you go and click basically create video overview, and then it'll pop up this animated video with the same AI generated audio, but then it'll have, you know, animations and graphics that pop in, you know, just helpful learning tools. So like I said, if you are, you know, an expert in a certain area, you could use this tool to create content online at scale without, you know, a lot of video editing experience or, you know, anything like that. You could just generate tons of content. And so I think there's, you know, limitless possibilities here for what you could do with content creation. So what do you think, Jaden?
Yeah. Okay. So I think that it's amazing. And the one thing that I agree with you as far as like where people are going to be able to make money from it. I think YouTube is huge. I also think for like companies, we'll be able to make explainer videos a lot easier. Basically the way that I see this, like immediately being very useful is, you know, some people will be like, oh, but you know, this like a YouTube channel built with that kind of content just isn't going to be as high quality as someone like manually recording everything and editing a video from scratch. And like, that might be true, but I also think this is a really good starting point where you could get like a whole podcast or explainer video built out basically with like a whole script. So the cool thing is with the videos, like if you uploaded a PDF and it had like graphs and stuff of like, you know, some sort of crazy physics concept and you uploaded like your school's like workbook, it would make a whole video. It could also pull up the graphs and images from inside of your PDF and pull them up while it's talking about that concept. It will bring up the visuals, which I think is so useful. Now, what I think you should do is if you want to be really custom, you can take that video, which you can generate in like, you know, 20 seconds, and you can go and edit it fancy, add transitions, maybe add extra, you know, voices, or like you can do all sorts of things to make it as fancy as you want. But I think using that as like the core starting point is really, really useful. Also, I think it's actually probably good just like as is for a lot of use cases. The other thing that I think people should be doing 100% is businesses. If you have like any sort of product that requires educating your customer on it, don't just tell your customers, oh, go to Notebook LM and ask about our product. Like go to Notebook LM and generate tons of videos explaining how to use your product or why it's useful. Basically the same way that we used to do, you know, SEO articles on Google, where you'd create like tons of articles about anything in relation to your company and why people might want to use it. Go make videos for those and post them on a YouTube channel. Now, again, if you're a big, huge company and you're already making educational content and then you're spending like, you know, $1 million plus a year in annual video budget, that is fantastic. But I think there's a ton of companies out there and professionals that are either working on side projects or businesses where they're not doing anything. And I think that this is an amazing starting point for any YouTube channel. If you could go create 52 videos and have one scheduled every week for the whole year about everything in relation to your company and how to use your product, etc. As the channel grows, yeah, go on there with your own personal face and your own personal brand and make really high quality videos and stuff. I think there's so much value in that. Do it. But if you're not already doing it, like don't tell me like, oh, this isn't good quality. Like this is way better than nothing is basically what I'm saying. And I think it's really good to get the ball rolling, educating your customers and being able to use those videos in a lot of places. Like it's not, I would say this isn't really AI generated slop. Like a lot of people like give these AI companies basically complain about, because if you're uploading a high quality document with like a case study from your business of what you're able to do for somebody, right? It has like graphs, it has pictures, it has images, it has all of this, you know, really rich content in there. That is not AI generated slop. That's like valuable data. Like just give that to the people in an easily digestible format, which I think is video in this case. So really bullish.
Yeah, I love that as a concept too. Even like I just thought about a sales presentation, you know, you could show your face and say, hey, this is who I am, this is what my company does, and then pop that footage in there, explain it in a really concise way, the value you can provide. You know, I feel like that could take over even as take the place of email in a way and just be a really effective way to market yourself or your company. So,
oh my gosh, custom explainer videos directed straight at the company, I think is like incredible. So the one other thing that I think falls along with that, that I think is really cool is you can customize your video overviews. So you can basically give it the document, say, do the overview of this, but you can say, you could basically make it more custom to you. So you could say something like, I know nothing about this topic, help me to understand all of the diagrams in the paper, and it would do that. Or you could say, I'm already an expert on this. But to your point where you're saying using it as a sales team, say this company knows nothing about, you know, perhaps, or this person at the company doesn't know anything about why our database management system is the best. So explain it to them like they're completely new, or they're experts in this. So don't, you know, like don't explain it in kind of like dumbed down terms, be as technical as you want. They're experts, and go into exactly why from a technical perspective, this is important, or from the HR perspective, this is important, or from the sales manager perspective, this is important. Like you can make these really customized and we'll explain it directly to that person, which I think to your point, like your sales video concept would be insane. And yeah, it's basically, I remember when like on LinkedIn, I started getting less of like the templated messages, and I like one of the most high converting, I think for me, cold outreaches, maybe one of the only ones, is when I get like a voice message from somebody. If someone takes the time to pull out their phone and be like, hey, Jaden, like I saw what you did with this thing. I'm actually working on a project. I think it could help you out a lot. We do this. I'd love to talk to you about it. If that's a voice memo, I'm going to click it. But if it's text, I'm going to be like, eh, sales pitch, delete.
Yeah.
So yep. I think this is kind of the next step. If it's a video, like you mentioned, with me just like talking to the camera, and then it's like, hey, so like I saw you're doing this. I actually had a great idea for you. I did a little screen record, or I did a little like a video I'll just like add for what I think you guys should do. And as a custom video to their company, right? Like in the specifications, be like, I am sending this video to acmebusiness.com to Jeff. Please explain to Jeff why from his business, you know, you could probably copy and paste their whole LinkedIn portfolio or their whole profile and be like, specify it to this person and their job. Like, that is so customized. It's so good.
I love it. I love it. Maybe we should have saved this one for the bonus content in our school community, because I could see a lot of possibilities here. So anyways, if you guys enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a review wherever you're listening. And we really appreciate those. Those help us out a lot. And again, check out the AI Hustle school community if you're interested in figuring out ways to grow your business or make extra money online. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Sweet.